Hi, everybody, and welcome to episode 40 of Tech Tips Today with Jim. Thanks so much for tuning in. Wow, have we got some fantastic sites to learn about this in this episode. I can't wait to share them with you. We're going to talk about Vocab Ahead, Games for Change, Kaboo, Animal Diversity Web, and Math Live. Hey, so let's get started. The first site that I'd like to share is called Vocab Ahead. It's available at www.vocabahead.com. What you can do on Vocab Ahead is go to videos of definitions of words. And so you get to see a nice little animation that helps explain what the word is. I would recommend when you arrive at Vocab Ahead that you go immediately to the tab that says Word List. Once you're in that word list, you're presented with kind of like a real dictionary of words going from A to Z. And you can click on any one of the letter categories and you can click on the words that are inside of each definition or each letter. Now, they're not necessarily the words that are beginning words. I mean, there's words like adept, adjourn, adjunct, admonish, adorn, adverse, advocacy, advocate, or advocate, however you want to say that word. And they go in there and explain through a short little animated video clip what the word means. I really like this, and this would be an extremely useful site for those students who have problems comprehending what they read, but they work better through what they see. So this would be a great way to help explain some of those vocabulary words to those kinds of students, or even for me. It helped me out a lot, and I just plain enjoyed looking at all the different words that were available inside of here. I give Vocab Ahead 5 out of 5 exclamation marks. The next site is called Games for Change. Games for Change is a very, very interesting site. It's a nonprofit organization site, and the games are actually educational type games. And there are a whole bunch of games, about at least 159 different games available in there. And all you have to do is click on one of the games. I particularly liked kind of S'more Ball. I thought that was kind of a fun game. And when you click on the game, you get a definition for what the game happens to be about. You can look at user ratings. You could even submit a review if you wanted to on it. But at least you can read what the game is about. And then on the right upper side of the screen, in very small letters, it says, click here by play the game. And that's how you're able to get into the game. S'more Ball, for instance, was a game where the kids are on a field and they're playing and there's two opposing teams and you're supposed to type in what you see on the screen as quickly as possible before the opponent makes it to your end zone. So it was just very, very interesting, but it was a great educational tool. And I'll have to say, I actually got just a tad little bit frustrated in it because I couldn't keep up with it as it kept advancing. So it was really, really it was very entertaining to play, as are all of the games that are available on Games for Change. You can get to Games for Change by going to www.gamesforchange.org, and then you can select the different types of games you'd like to play. I give Games for Change 5 out of 5 exclamation marks. A very interesting site is called Kaboo, and I'm not totally sure if I'm pronouncing it correctly, but it's spelled K-U-B-B-U. It's available at kaboo.com. All you need to do is register for a free account. You can create games, quizzes, and crosswords. You can make them available for different students or for different groups, and you can even view and analyze the results. But what I liked about it was how simple it was to be able to use this site. I could create activities, crosswords, and quizzes that I could use for formative assessments, for summative assessments if you'd want to. There's matching, dividing, there's sliders, there's a composer so you can introduce your own concepts. Very, very simple to be able to use. There is a purchasable program that you're able to buy of this if you would like, but I found that the free site wasn't too bad. The only thing that was just a little bit disheartening to me was occasionally there would be a pop-up ad that would appear, but I guess I have to expect that if I'm in a free site, I'm probably going to end up with some sites or some advertising that would go on inside of the sites. There are also different categories that you can select, like the humanities, languages, social, early learning, natural, applied, formal, and other. So you can narrow down your search if you would like to for different kinds of activities that you can do inside of Kaboo. I liked Kaboo. It was a little interesting to get around with. I wish that the free option would be just a little bit easier to be able to get through and to use, but nonetheless, it offered a lot of resources that a teacher could use inside of the classroom. I give Kaboo 4 out of 5 exclamation marks. The animal diversity web that's available at animaldiversity.org it was very interesting. You're able to go in and choose a variety of topics and areas that you would like to see, like mammalia, and you can look at the aves, like for aviators, whatever it's called. You know what I'm talking about. It's the animal phyla of the birds is what it is. I am not a scientist, so I can't claim, and I really, really apologize for that. But you can get into all of those different areas. The insecta is actually really quite good, too. And when you're inside, you can click on one of the subcategories. And when you get inside that subcategory, there's an explanation. Like I clicked on segmented worms, and it goes through and it explains all about segmented worms in very easy to understand language. This would not be something for young elementary students to read because it'd just be too advanced for them. But once you had hit about third grade and up, the students would probably be able to manage much of the content on this site without too many problems. Animal Diversity Web is very high quality. You can tell a lot of time went into it. It's sponsored by the University of Michigan Museum of Zoology. And the glossary alone is really, really nice to be able to click on. So if you want to get into some animal studies and learn about a little animal diversity, you've got to check out the Animal Diversity Web. I give ADW 5 out of 5 exclamation marks. I found a really interesting site called Math Live, and you'll just have to do a search for Math Live because the address is quite long for it. But when you get to Math Live, it's definitely geared towards students because it has that real student feel to it. It's almost like you're watching a television screen or a monitor. In fact, they call it MathNavox, which I thought was quite clever. When you arrive at the site, at the bottom of the screen, you are presented with lessons, glossary, and an exit button. When you click on the lessons, you're presented with a selection where you can choose like numbers, patterns and relations, shapes and space, statistics and probability, along with matching lessons that go underneath. And there are quite a few different lessons that you're able to use inside of here. And they're quite well done. I was pretty impressed with what they had. The glossary alone would be worth visiting this site because when you go to the glossary, there are letters A through Z at the top. And when you click on a letter, I'm just going to click on the letter G. Well, that was a bad choice to use. I should have checked that out ahead of time, shouldn't I have? When I clicked on the letter H, I'm presented with a glossary of like hexagon, histogram, horizontal axis, hundredth, and they provide explanations of what those are. So if a student is struggling with some math concepts, this may be a place to send them so they can actually see in a slightly animated fashion how the math concept is explained. I really liked Math Live. I thought it was a quite good quality site. It's not real bulky, but it's quite adequate for the elementary, middle school, and maybe lower end of the high school students. I give Math Live 5 out of 5 exclamation marks. That does it for another episode of Tech Tips Today with Jim, everybody. Thanks so much for being a part of the broadcast. I certainly do appreciate it when you're here. You take care, love life, and enjoy being that awesome person that you are. I'll see you on the next episode of Tech Tips Today with Jim. Bye.